Proclamation number 3756, dated the April 30th, 1946. God's will or permission. Free will. All events are justified in my will since eternity, but always taking into account people's will during the last stage of development, as not to render it unfree. And thus the consequence of every event is recognized and therefore even permitted by me if it was caused by the human being's misguided will. Thus I will always and ever participate because nothing can happen without my will or my permission. The human being's free will has to stay inviolable if a spiritual higher development is not to be made impossible. And therefore he can use this will in every direction. He can misuse it, but then he also has to accept the consequences himself. Anyone who acknowledges the freedom of the human will can therefore also understand humanity's serious difficulty, because it is indirectly caused by people who use their will contrary to my eternal order for actions, decrees and attitudes which have a damaging effect on their fellow human beings. That, as a result, the hardship is also very extensive, that higher development is inhibited and the spiritual state is deteriorating to a minimum, has to be equally comprehensible to a person, considering it is imperative that my eternal order has to be upheld if the human being's soul is to mature, and that every violation of my order signifies a spiritual decline and, at the same time, earthly hardship the means of correcting a deplorable state of affairs which is damaging to the soul. I cannot, by virtue of my will, guide people's thoughts into the right direction and invalidate the human being's free will, because this in turn would be an offense against my eternal order, which is based on the most profound wisdom and greater than great love for my living creations. Thus I cannot become untrue to myself by changing in accordance to human will what I once recognized as supremely wise and thereby declare my will to be inconsistent. My will is firm and irreversible, and thus I will also let the human beings will be free. I shall merely use its effect again for each individual person's soul, as my wisdom deems beneficial. And in this context you also have to appreciate every event, even if its effect causes you suffering. You should nevertheless recognize my hand and trustingly take hold of it, because I know everyone's will since eternity and therefore also direct each person's fate in accordance with his will. Nevertheless, you can still live a calm and carefree earthly life as long as you faithfully entrust yourselves to me, because my will can banish everything, including the effects of evil thought and action of those who intend to harm you, but without preventing their free will. I know you since eternity, but I also know the people whose will is turned against me and who abuse their freedom of will. And my plan is predetermined ever since eternity too. Hence you, who want to be my own, need not fear your fellow human beings will either, as long as you love me and ask me for protection against everything that is hostile towards you. But understand that and why so much misery surrounds you, why I permit it and let humanity's will run its course. All the same, my will is in charge of everything that happens because my eternal wisdom recognized what is beneficial for people's souls in the last days. Amen.